I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, we'll look at the new season for Dances of India. But first, the Muni is beginning something new next week. It's the first of a series that they call Muni Magic at the Sheldon. Beth Level kicks things off next Wednesday and Thursday. She's a Tony Award winner and a Muni veteran, and she joins us now on the phone from New York. Beth Level, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here, even if it's via phone.
We're glad to have you. We certainly are. And here in the studio, somebody that you happen to know very well, it's the Muni's artistic and executive producer, Mike Isaacson. Hi, Mike. Welcome to you.
You know him. Hi, Mike Isaacson.
Hi, Beth Level. Dame Beth Level.
I heard that was your nickname for her. Why is that?
She is the only actor in the Muni family who has been bestowed a title. It goes on her contract. It goes on her dressing room door. She is referred to
by dressing room door. People call me that now.
And Dame Beth Level of the Muni.
It seems like that would affect your compensation, maybe.
It does.
Duh.
Beth,
I ask people to say it as I walk in the room every rehearsal. Too much?
Beth, you've performed. Tell me if this is right. I think you've performed every season of the Muni for, the last 4 years?
Yes. My summer means Muni. Muni magic. Mm. I love going there in the summer.
And most recently, earlier this year, would have been Oklahoma.
Absolutely. One of the most beautiful productions I'd ever been involved with, I have to tell you.
So how do you like performing outside?
It has its wonderful things. It really is. It's hard to explain to someone as a performer. When you step out on that stage at 8:16 and you see close to 12,000 people and trees and the moon, and it's spectacular. It's sometimes almost overwhelmingly magical. And then you have to, deliver these wonderful musicals outside. But then one night it may rain. So there's never really a dull moment.
Yeah,
one night there may be an animal on stage.
Unlike Broadway, you get a night off if it rains.
Exactly. but we did, we did. Anyway, that was Muni Magic. I did Hello, Dolly! There the previous year, and we had a wonderful rainstorm. And it was, believe it or not, one of the most magical moments in my theatrical career because we kept going. I'll tell the story, Mike, you can help, because it was so magical. Literally, we were coming down the steps at the top of Act 2 with the Hello, Dolly! Number, one of the most iconic, numbers in the show. And it started to drizzle, and then it started to rain, and then it started to pour. And all of us, me, the dancers, the crew, and the audience, stayed so we could all celebrate that number. There were umbrellas over the orchestra, and everyone in the audience had their umbrellas out and was on their feet celebrating this number in this situation that night. It was unbelievable. I still talk about it.
I think that's true. I've been going to the Muni since I was a kid, and when that happens, I think as an audience member, you sort of bond with the people on stage for some reason.
Yeah. One of the things that happens at the Muni, just because the space and the history and what it is being outdoors, is you actually experience a show at the Muni in a way you never do when you're indoors.
Exactly.
And there's a variety of things that go. So the audience is actually with it in a very different, powerful way. What happened that night, I mean, I'm not even going to quote myself, that night with Hello, Dolly! Was like, I've never seen anything like it. It was literally Hello, Dolly! Suddenly turned into The Tempest. And everybody on stage and off stage was a part of this moment that was bigger. And I was standing next to Denny because we were at the stage manager's thing, because it was, and he turned to me and said, "That's the most amazing thing I've seen in 50 years at the Muni."
Denny Regan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike, is there a reason, this is a new series we're going to explain more in just a minute, Muni Magic. Is there a reason that you wanted to begin this series with Beth Level?
Yes. one of the things is, each year, this incredible stage and institution, I learn something new. It just keeps teaching and unfolding. And a couple of years ago, I began to notice that the audience, there are certain performers, there are certain artists on the stage where I just feel the audience connect with in a very special way. It's magical. And Beth was one of those performers from day one. And this idea was, we're here in June and we're gone in August. Our subscribers and people part of the Muni family, like, can't you do something? Can't you do, we miss each other is sort of where it came back. So we thought, well, okay, let's bring back some of these performers who clearly the audience treasures and let the audience get to see a different aspect of their talent or what else they can do outside of a character in a show and do it in sort of a very relaxed, beautiful setting at the Sheldon and show their stuff. And we can all kind of be together. So, when we began putting this together, Beth was the first person I wanted to go to because I've seen the audience just bond with her and experience her in such extraordinary ways.
And Beth, next week, I guess, are we going to hear some of the songs we've heard you sing at the Muni, I'm guessing?
Maybe, but you're going to hear a lot. She leaves it as a surprise. Yes, I'm going to sing The Cowhen and the Farmer's 50 Friends as my opening. Okay, no, I'm not, but I may do that as an encore. They'll hear a lot of new stuff, and yes, they will hear some stuff I've sung at the Muni before. It'll be inside. I don't know. I can't wait.
I hope that doesn't throw you off.
It might.
Beth, you've been in at least 10 Broadway productions, if I'm counting right. You won a Tony.
11.
For, 11? Excuse me. And you won a Tony for The Drowsy Chaperone. Do you have any personal favorites?
Of my Broadway show?
Yeah.
It would be Drowsy Chaperone. It's always a privilege to do an original show, particularly one that was kind of written for you, and there was nothing. It was like a blank palette. The page was blank, and we all gave birth to this woman together through the creative team and myself. We worked really hard for 4 months, and then I felt such ownership to this woman, and then to receive a Tony Award for it was spectacular. Mm. So, yes, Tony Award and then Hello, Dolly at the Muni, the two, like, highlights of my theatrical career when it rains.
We have a recording from The Drowsy Chaperone of your performance. Mike, would you like to set this up?
Well, it's her character's big number or about 20 minutes into the show, and her character is a performer who loves to perform, and you learn that this is her big song from her big show, the one point of career, and she will sing this song at the drop of a hat. Is that fair, Beth?
Pretty much. It's her anthem.
It's her anthem.
It's an homage to, yes. Yes, as we stumble along.
In your hand, as we stumble along, cross life's crowded dance floors, as we push and we shove, we live and we learn. And when we finally leave the bar, and we see that morning star, we pull our bootstraps up and homeward turn. Then we stumble away through dawn's blinding sunbeam, barely knowing right from right, nor left from wrong. But as long as we can hear that little bluebird, there'll be a song as we stumble along. As we stumble, bumble, fumble, plumble. As we
That's a recording of Beth Lovell from The Drowsy Chaperone, a show for which she won a Tony Award. We're talking to her. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone from New York. Here in the studio, Mike Isaacson from the Muni. We're talking about a new series that the Muni is launching next week featuring Beth, and that's Muni Magic at the Sheldon. And Beth, is there a role, out of all the roles, Broadway or not, that you would like to do again? Or when you're done with the role in a run of a show, or you just put it away?
No, not really. It always informs you. You know, it affects your DNA. Living and embodying these roles. And there's certain roles that I would like to do again because now I'm either wiser or I understand it more. I constantly would like to do Dolly because each time I do it in the venue, it changes. It's just one of those beautiful roles that has surprises in it that make it so wonderful to live in and to inhabit. I did Mama Rose and Gypsy when I was in grad school. And now I'm really ready to be in her skin. I really would like to do Mama Rose again at this age with what I know in life. And the other roles I would like to do are roles that haven't been written yet, and to give birth again to someone like Beatrice Stockwell from The Drowsy Chaperone or Florence Greenberg, who I did in Baby It's You. I love doing original pieces, so I look forward to that. But yeah, there's a lot of roles I'd like to do over again, and a lot of roles that have affected me and made me who I am, and made me who I am as a performer in the next show. And the next role I give birth to.
One of the things she's being modest about is in the Broadway community, she's constantly called on for readings and to be part of shows because she's so talented. And as a writer and, you know, as a producer, as you're trying to figure out what a show is, to have someone of Beth's talent and caliber and insight creating a part, or as you're developing it, reading it, seeing it, you learn so much.
So you mean when you say reading it, she's doing it in front of the people that are writing it, not in front of an audience?
Exactly.
So is that fun? Is that fun as a performer, Beth? I mean, without an audience and the lights and the applause and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Just to say the words out loud or sing a song that's just never been sung in front of the people that wrote it and in front of the peers in the room with you, it's like school. I really enjoy that.
Mike, explain a little bit more about the series for me. This is the first one. You're going to do this a couple times over the winter season. What do you have planned?
We're always going to do one in the fall and one in the spring, and we'll announce the spring one probably right after the first of the year.
No hints or anything?
No hints. And part of that, I mean, the reality of that is, it's not being coy, is Broadway performers.
Right.
The booking cycle is within 6 months. So even though they've told me, yes, I'm coming, if they get a Broadway show or something, you know, so we sort of, that actually with our Muni announcements. But it's really a chance for this person who you've connected with in the shows to see their talent up close. And particularly with Beth, who is so adept at so many forms of musical theater and breaking down the wall and just kind of all really get the core of what the gift is.
Am I right, too, Beth, that in addition to just performing numbers, you're going to, I think, maybe share a few stories about your career and things?
Got really good stories. And adding to what Mike just said, for a performer who's been at the Muni so many years, and I feel like I have such a special relationship and a kind of an unexplained bonding with your audience, I can't wait to be intimate with them at this beautiful space as Beth Level, not as Aunt Ella or as Dolly Levi or as
Mrs. Mears.
I'm so excited about it. It's a real privilege for me. I feel such a connection to those people for the reasons that Mike was saying, the specialness of the Muni. I'm so looking forward to it. Yeah, I have some great stories, and it'll be live and in the moment, and God only knows what'll happen.
No telling what you'll say, huh?
That's pretty much it.
Beth, I've got a big question in a short amount of time.
Okay.
So how did a girl from North Carolina end up on Broadway? Can you give
Kicking
me a 30-second answer for that?
Kicking and screaming. I have no idea. Honestly, I all of a sudden, my college years, I went, oh, my gosh, this makes me very happy. I have no idea what to do with this passion. And a teacher said, why don't you go to New York? And I said, no way. So I went to grad school. And they went, why don't you go to New York? I said, no way. So I went and did some dinner theater. And they said, why don't you go to New York? And I went. And I haven't looked back.
Muni Magic at the Sheldon. It all begins next Wednesday and Thursday, 8 p.m. both nights at the Sheldon Concert Hall. If you'd like more information about this event, Muni Magic featuring Beth Level, please go to our website, stlpublicradio.org/cityscape, and we'll have all the information that you need. One thing more, Beth, what's this that I've heard about the bandstand?
Oh, yes. I'm doing a new original musical at the Paper Mill Playhouse, which is regional theater right outside of Manhattan, directed by Andy Blankenbuehler, who choreographed a little show called Hamilton. And we're giving birth to a new musical.
The Bandstand. What's it about?
It's about World War II. Vets come home and have their struggles and find life through music again. And maybe there's a love story involved.
And a little local flavor, one of its lead producers is Terry Schnuck.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Very good.
There you go. And it's a band on stage. The actors are actually in a swing band, which is really spectacular.
That sounds great. In the meantime, though, it's Beth Level next week, part of Muni Magic at the Sheldon. Thank you, Beth, from New York, for
You're
joining
welcome.
Us. And Mike Isaacson.
See you guys next week.
See you, Beth.
Look forward to it.
Bye, Mike.
Mike Isaacson is the Muni's artistic director and executive producer. Anything you'd like to say more about the season or anything else that's coming up?
No, I just hope everybody will come and join us. It's going to be a really fun night. She's a spectacular, rare talent. You'll definitely, it's going to be true Muni magic.
Thanks, Mike. Coming up next on Cityscape, Dances of India. This is St. Louis Public Radio.